The first section of this webinar is going to be looking at the survey that ABSCO and Blue Saffron ran with over 100 leaders within recruitment. And I wanted just to walk through some of the findings and get your view. One of the key ones is that, unsurprisingly, 92% of people who responded say that technology is critical to their success. Before we talk about that, I wanted you, if you may, just briefly expand upon your dance with technology in these 30 odd years in recruitment, but particularly at the end of your 25 years with Hayes. I think you've got a unique global opportunity to engage with tech at the very frontiers of its development.
Recruitment's quite a small industry. You know, if you add the global recruitment market together in however many billions it is, you know, it doesn't scratch the surface of pharma, for example. You know, so when you look at an Alphabet or Google, when you look at the scale of these markets, these are vast and have enormous resources. And even at the biggest scale, recruitment is really a bit of a minnow. So it's not well served by technology, hasn't been well served by technology. And I think the real challenge for the sector and the industry is, how are we going to compete against the big guys as they start to turn their attention to us? So actually what we see is many of these organizations have core competencies around whatever it is that they do. The reality of it is you need people to do them generally.
Yes.
How you engage them, where they work, different question. But actually most GPs are starting to go, actually, I'm struggling to find these people. And in a world where everybody's employed, right? Because, you know, we're about 100% employment in most of the skilled sectors that we're operating in. If you're going to get someone to come and work, you, by definition, you're taking from someone else. Mm. So again, this war for talent that people talk about is a bit emotive, but the reality of it is it's true, right? Mm. You've got to find them from somewhere. So I think if we went back to the beginning of that, you know, what you find when you look at adjacencies around data is that some sectors have nailed it. So when you look at financial services, when you look at retail, these people have got data nailed down. When you get into professional services, everybody's nowhere. I think the question you have to ask yourself around that is, why are they nowhere? And it comes down to the really data is very good when it has a predictable frequency. And actually, people don't change jobs frequency that you can guarantee. Now, can you predict it? Absolutely, you can. You know, when people start up in their friends on LinkedIn, you know they might be itching for a move or whatever, they've got a promotion coming. So there is some predictability about it. But I think the other problem people don't see in recruitment is that it's segmental. And the attributes of what I call high frequency, so let's call it a nurse,
yep,
shift base, or, you know, quick turnover business, has an utterly different set of attributes than permanent recruitment. So, or direct hire, as the Americans would call it. So within that, you've also got contracts. So people that are working on 6 months rolling, renewable contracts, the entire IT space. So all of these people want to consume a service in a very different way. Mm. And we in the recruitment space have to understand that we are the broker, we are the middleman. For almost all of our customers, we're a bit of a grudge purchase. Most people think they can do it themselves, mm-hmm, right? And normally by the time they're talking to us, their hair's on fire and they're in trouble, and we can charge them money for it. And because we charge money for it, not many of them are very keen on paying us good money for it. So again, what we see is that technology that used to be long to the recruiter community is now available to all the companies. Mm-hmm. So there's kind of self-service, or what I call DIY enablement. You know, an internal recruitment team can absolutely run a CRM, can post through Broadbean on the many job sites, can run some simple AI or simple bots around the response management. So the competition for the recruitment business is actually moving not just amongst each other, which is pretty fierce, let's face it, right? But we're also seeing increasingly the enabled internal recruitment.
And I think we'll come on to that. So I think thank you for that overview, because the one of the important findings from the survey goes to your point that recruitment actually is still perhaps a long way behind some of these other sectors. You talk about scale. I think the numbers I see as an industry globally, if you're taking the total turnover, it's around 460 billion, which is small compared to other businesses.